Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Well, good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm sure many of you were expecting a guttural scream from your old pal Woodsy this morning after a series win against the Los Angeles Angels of California and Anaheim and Disneyland. But I can't do it. I woke up with a tiny little tickle, and I don't want to inflame the beast. If you could, if I could go to the bullpen and get the tall, bespectacled right-hander.
Yeah, I don't think I've got it either this morning.
We may have to go back. He's unaware. Let's go up to the taller.
I talked for hours last night anchoring on Channel 10. So let's,
Paulie,
let's take it up.
Back off the mic. Kind of put your head between your legs. Yeah! All right, that'll work. That's exactly what we needed.
Not bad at all.
Thank you. I needed to hit the pen. I don't hit the pen very much, go to the pen very much. I like to, you know, start and finish. But I needed your help today. Yeah, I woke up with that weird, like, tickle. Just a tiny little, it's one tiny, like, quarter centimeter of, like, is that a sore throat coming? So uh-oh. I didn't want to irritate
85% chance it's nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
15% chance you're going to get miserably sick.
Yeah,
so.
Or 4% chance I die.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Get a voice box or something soon, which would not be, I would quit. Just so you know, I'm not coming in here to talk like this. I'm not doing it. You know, no offense, but I'm not doing it. Good morning, everybody. Here comes a guttural yell. I can't do it.
It's fine.
Anyway, did you guys see last night Jackson Merrill? What's wrong with his body language? You know, it's not going to happen. So I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel.
No offense to anyone out there who does that.
I just said, no offense. Exactly. Never mean any offense. Sucks that you even have to say that.
Yeah.
You know, these days about everything you say. There's a great bit I just saw on there's a great bit I just saw on X. Can't do it on the air because we're going to offend somebody. So I, you know, it's all bleeped out for us and everything. Played it for you guys. Would have killed. It would have slayed. Can't do it. Can't do it anymore. But anyway, I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of the program. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
Doing great. We have got Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Yeah, you put the old throat. You were the throat goat yesterday, many have said.
Friendly neighborhood news anchor last night.
Yeah.
And tonight and tomorrow night. So I've got the long shifts. Today, the longest with, of course, the extra hour. We got the Padres roundtable coming up at 10 o'clock this morning.
So you had about 9 hours of talking yesterday. On this show and then
4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock news last night. Solo anchoring.
Good God, solo.
Yeah.
No partner to throw it to.
No.
God, you better be on your knees thanking me every day that I exist.
Lots of talking about Sean Diddy Combs and his trial.
Well, your favorite topic.
Gnarly.
Every day, Ben comes in and updates us.
Yes,
and says, hey, loves
we
talk it. About
He's
this.
So fascinated.
I'm not going to complain because I did not have the worst assignment yesterday covering the local news. That went to my colleague who sits at the desk next to me to my right in the Channel 10 newsroom, Max Goldwasser, who was sent to cover the 55-foot whale carcass that washed up on La Jolla Shores Beach. He said it smelled so bad. I believe he said it made a dumpster smell like an air freshener.
Oh.
It was horrific. He was out there for a couple of hours, and then he said, I had to go home and take a shower before I came back into the newsroom. I smelled so bad covering the whale carcass.
Why is a carcass news?
Well, people want to know. I mean, you could smell it like in the area. So people are curious, what was that? What was that smell going on in San Diego?
So again,
this is the news.
You guys could say, and we just have reports, if you smell something fishy in La Jolla, it could be the dead whale carcass. Here's an overhead shot. You don't need a guy down there with a mic. Like, no, I'm here. These things happen in nature. You know what I mean?
Like,
you
can do that with pretty much.
Hi, Ben.
You can do that with pretty much any story.
Could.
But we actually cover them, give you the details, visuals, like what it looked like. We had an actual, you know, pictures of what a whale carcass looks like when it washes up on shore. It was so decomposed, though. Even the whale biologist didn't know what kind of whale it was.
Good God.
They had to take samples, and then they got a truck and took it to the Miramar landfill, which it's just down the street, so I'm sure that smells wonderful also.
Tevin says, well, whales aren't fish.
That's a good point.
Yes, they still smell fishy, though, all right? Like, they still smell fishy. I think it's a gray area, and I think I'm in the clear on that one. Yeah, and then today you'll do 5 hours of radio, and then more. It wears on you. It wears on you a little bit. It does.
It's all right. I mean, you know, there's definitely worse jobs out there.
Sure.
It's just a long day.
How about the guy that has to dispose of the rotting whale carcass? That's a way worse gig than we have. The way worse gig.
Way worse.
We had a giant tree fall in our neighborhood. Are you guys going to come by and cover that as well?
Possibly.
Yeah. I mean, giant. Like a huge, huge giant
that's
tree.
That's actually good video. Good story. Did it fall on a car or a house?
No, it fell in the, we have a little, tiny little canyon by our house, and it just overnight, the night before last.
Did it make a big noise?
So
did you hear
Hannah
it?
And I were up. We got up early. We were cuddling at like 3 a.m. And we heard something. We thought one of our cats had knocked something off the counter. She goes, go check it out. I go, I'm not going to check it out. I'm laying in bed. I got, you know, nice warm body next to me. I'm like, there's no way I'm getting out of bed. If it's a robber, he'll come in here eventually. But I said,
the man of the house.
So I don't want to get up. I'm cold.
Like, if he comes in here, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, we'll deal with
it. We'll cross
then.
That bridge when we get
and
to
we,
it.
And we have three cats, so I'm like, it's obviously a cat knocked something off the counter. I'm not going to get up out of bed. I'm laying here next to you. You feel so nice and warm. And I'm not going to get up. If I heard breaking glass, yeah, I would have been up. But it was just something we hear all the time. Turns out there's a giant tree falling in the neighborhood. So we're out in the street yesterday, me, Hannah, and Bo. And we're all playing catch. And Hannah's got her glove, and we're all playing catch. Guy walks up from the path, and he's holding the dog. He's like walking his dog. We did not know this at the time. We didn't know that it had fallen. We had no idea. Guy walks up and he goes, that tree's pretty crazy, huh? And we're like,
tree?
No. I go, yeah. Like, I didn't know what to say. No, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I go, yeah.
You didn't know what was going on.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Totally.
I thought he was on mushrooms walking up to me like, oh, man, that tree looks crazy. So I gave it, like, the look over at the trees that are around the neighborhood. I go, yeah. And he just kept walking. I go, what is he talking about? Then my neighbor comes in. He goes, what's he? My boy Ron. I give him a shout out. The greatest tier one. He's the best. Great show today, buddy. Thank you, Ron. Did you guys see this tree? And I go, what? So we walk down. And sure enough, Benny, it's probably like a 100-foot tall tree. Just so we're over. Bo is losing his mind. He's looking at the roots and how it fell. And I'm walking up across it, like Stand By Me, walking across the train tracks in flip-flops. I almost died. And then I realized I got about halfway through, and Hannah is down below. I'm about 8 feet up, so it's pretty high. She goes, dummy, you're in flip-flops. She goes, you're going to break your femur, can't play baseball. I go, stop talking. I'll turn around. She got me all spun out. So then I realized I have to turn around on this stump. Or this, you know, shaft.
Yeah.
The shaft of the tree. So I had to turn around on it very carefully and then walk. Smartest move. But I was, you know, trying to impress my kids. It happens. But so, yeah.
Were they impressed?
No. If you want to come out and bring your crew, would love to have you guys down by the tree. Send him down there. We can talk about it, whatever.
Man on the scene.
Man on the scene. That is a crap assignment, though, to be down covering a
stinky whale.
Stinky whale washed up on the sea. How was everybody else's day yesterday? Mine was low key. I did dodge a pretty embarrassing bullet, I would say.
Really?
Yeah. We can talk about it or not. Either one.
Well, let's. Do we have Kelly's traffic ready to go? We can check traffic.
Not yet.
We don't have Kelly's traffic. So go ahead and tell us about the bullet you dodged.
Let me tell me about your days.
Well, I hung out with you.
Paulie and I went and hit.
We went to hit with our buddy Nick.
Yeah, and also Nick changed my guitar string. So thank you for that.
I was on the air for 9 hours. There was no day other than talking
you
about
had time between?
I went home, Peloton, showered, and went right back to Channel 10.
Costco?
No, I did. I did stop by the business Costco on my way home.
Okay.
Picked up some supplies.
You and I went to a local high school to hit some baseballs, so I want to give a shout-out to my man Owen, who came up to us. He was having lunch, I think, with his buddies, and he's like, "That's Woods and Paul from Ben and Woods." And he came over and said hi, introduced himself. So,
like a Owen, kid.
I think he was listening during foreplay, so if you're listening now.
This is what blows my mind. A kid in high school gets up in the morning and is like, "I got to turn on Ben and Woods." It blew my mind. I don't know why it did, because I used to do it when I was in high school, right?
I listened to Dave, Shelley, and Chainsaw in the morning when I was coming into high school and, you know, driving in the car. So see, they have to listen to something, right? I guess I figured nowadays kids
they'd be listening to Jelly Roll and stuff in the morning, you know, and Sabrina Carpenter.
Some podcast about something.
Right.
You know, totally impenetrable to
video games or something. Yeah. And he's like, "Bro, I love your guys' show." I'm like, "You're a kid. You shouldn't be listening to this." But
he's
thank
like,
you.
Hey, I listen to you guys every morning.
So cool. Like, so
nice.
Cool.
Nice and to meet him.
And then I got home and I got a DM from a guy that was like, "Dude, I heard you guys talking about hitting at high school today, and I look out the window and you guys are walking by my office." I'm like, he's like, I'm a huge Tier fan. My kids go here. They're huge Tier ones. I'm like, "Man, you guys have made my day. Thank you so much for that. Thank you to all who listen, even hate listen. I really appreciate you guys the most because you're our most loyal listeners. And without you guys, I'd feel a lot safer, but we'd have worse ratings. You know, we really would." So we went and hit. Baseball Nick did change my guitar string for me. Finally, I got my big baby back. And played it last night. Felt so good. Somebody asked in the chat, "How was dinner last night? Did you have any drama?" The answer is unequivocally yes. I got so mad that I ordered my own dinner from my own restaurant because no one could agree. And so I just ordered something for myself. I'm over it.
Oh,
I'm over
man.
It. And they ordered something separate. And I said, "I'm done. This is it. We couldn't decide on a restaurant. I tried to flip a coin, and everyone...
"I'm not going to, so quit asking."
Everyone was pissing and moaning about the coin flip. "Well, Hannah was like, "I don't want one of those I don't like." I go, "Yeah, this is called gambling. In gambling, you win some, you lose some, but you still have to pay your losses."
She wants to take the option of losing out of the gambling.
Correct. "Let's get two restaurants I like." No, everybody, we have two here, and let's have two here. This is the gamble. This is why we flipped the coin. "But no, I don't like that place." She goes, "What if it lands on that?" I go, "Then you have to eat it." So she was actually being as big of a pain as the kids last night. So finally, I looked at everyone. I go, "I'm done. That's it. I'm ordering what I want. I love you guys. I've tried, but I can't do this anymore. You guys are killing me."
May I make a suggestion for tonight?
Yes.
Take home one of the round table pizzas from work and just say, "Here's dinner."
I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you mentioned that. My 7-year-old doesn't like pizza. My wife doesn't really like pizza. Welcome to my personal hell. What? I said to Hannah last night, I go, "What 7-year-old doesn't like pizza?" Because guess what we're having? This weekend, we've got the last rookies game. So you got to have a party after, do the trophies and everything else.
Oftentimes, a pizza party.
I mean, it's standard.
Yeah.
Pizza party.
Tale as old as time.
It's tale as old as time, Paulie. And I said... She goes, "Well, he doesn't like pizza." And I'm like, "What 7-year-old doesn't like pizza?" She goes, "I didn't either when I was 7. I go, she goes, "It was just too everywhere you went. Oh, pizza. I go, "You can stomach pizza. It's not like they're saying, you know, hey, come here. We're going to eat couscous and we're going to eat like Indian food with our bare hands. Like you can get it down. You can get it down. In a pinch, you'll eat it. In a pinch, he'll eat it. It's a little league party. What are we going to bring him? A separate container of grilled chicken or something? Like, Let's all assimilate a little bit better and make everybody's life easier and stop worrying about just what we want all the time. So you can tell, dude, like my blood pressure is through the roof with this. I'm legit thinking about just on my own every night. I'm making my own dinner. If you guys want some, you can have some. If not, you're fending for yourselves. I know you're 7 and 4 and can't cook. That's not my problem
anymore.
Can you
get them their own DoorDash accounts loaded up with some... I mean, funds for them, and they can just order whatever they want.
Bro, we are getting there. I mean, we are absolutely, absolutely getting there. Now, to my little one's defense, he is a bit lactose intolerant. So sometimes he eats pizza, and it doesn't always end well for him. And he gets so sad. He's like,
"La f- that we are."
He goes, "Dad, will I ever not be lactose intolerant?" I go, he gets like upset. So now I feel like a jerk, but. So that's kind of the reason he doesn't eat it. Also, I just don't think he likes it very much. So, yeah, man, it's just a constant. I'll get up. It's like climbing a mountain. I'll climb up 15 feet, and then I'll slide back down 10. And I'm like, we were so close. We were so, so close. But, yeah, I guess I can tell you about the bullet I dodged.
All right.
I don't really want to, but I have nothing
else. Woodsy now is going to tell us about that.
I'm dying to know.
Right after Kelly's traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. This is the segment you wanted.
No, I didn't read it.
Yeah, we could have gone to break.
I should have never
come back in 5 minutes and set the menu. And
fill us in. Here we go.
No, I mean, you know, it's middle of the afternoon. I'm alone. Come on. You guys can put
we know what you do.
Put two. It's not just what I do. It's what
you're the only
do.
One.
No, this is what that's what people do. I had forgotten that we had a multitude of workers coming by the house. A multitude.
I forgot.
There were guys coming by. They had to install new screens on a screen door, which, by the way, is something I attempted to do myself one time. All of the things that you guys have heard me say I can't do, that's the one thing I tried at our old place to do myself. you have, these guys are artists. They are artists. It was the one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Now, what happened to the old screen? Did someone run into it? Did a cat scratch it?
These are cat-proof screens.
Okay.
We want to be able to leave our doors open. Now, with three cats, coyotes like crazy, not smart. We've already lost a couple dogs, as you know. So we're careful about it. So Hannah looked into it, found these really nice screens that are cat-proof. And I questioned her on it. I mean, I said, are you sure? She goes, yeah, I'm sure. So then we had somebody come in to look at our drains to make, they're going to get the drains cleaned out. You got to clean the pipes. It's exactly what I was thinking about at the time.
Oh.
Sorry. So, you know, it's middle of
Stroganoff.
The
Stroganoff.
So it's middle of the day.
Self-love is important.
You always want to do what Mike Schilt says.
I'll tell him about it tomorrow. See, I really took your advice to heart, Schilty. I really did. I really did take it to heart. And
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
All of a sudden, I hear some commotion off to my right, which is where the bedroom screen door is, and I hear somebody open the screen.
Oh my god!
I'm like, what? Now there's a guy in the neighborhood. He does the lawns and stuff. So I'm like, is he back here? Is he trying to get in? Because I had forgotten the screen guys were coming. Then I hear the front door slam. The front door to my bedroom is 12 feet. So I had 12 feet. There's a guy attacking me from this side, and then my wife's walking in from this side. I'm in a triangular fashion. I got two people coming at me from both sides. And I had to, hey, how's it going? Everybody good? What are we doing? What's happening? What's all that noise?
What? Oh, I was sleeping. I just woke up.
When my wife walked in my room, I was sitting side saddle on my bed looking at my phone. back to the door. God. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
So, I touch myself.
All right, so I dodged a pretty big bullet there yesterday, and she did not know. She didn't know that was happening.
She just found out.
She just found out for the first time, and but now I kind of knew what it was like to be like boxed in. One here, and I really was like, I'm going to have to fend for myself here. I got to get out of this thing. And then all of a sudden, I panicked. And I was like, I still had like 2 hours till I had to go get Bo from school. I go, I'm just going to go run a couple errands. I just got out of the house because I didn't want to deal with the screen door guys and all that. Like, let them do their thing. But holy cow, dude. It was nerve-wracking.
Somehow, I don't know how Paulie can make every drop from everybody, me, Mike Schill, just as weird as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Eric in the chat says, I agree. I replaced my own screens once. I never will again. Took me all day. The screen guys did it in 30 minutes. I remember having a rolling tool that rolls the screen down into the slot, and then there's this rubber piping that you have to push down. It took me. And then you're cutting the screen. I go, all the stuff over the years that needed to be done, why was this one the one that I thought, yeah, I'll give this a shot? It would be similar to like, I'm going to put the new flooring in.
Seems
I have
like
no idea what I'm doing.
Guitar string would be much, 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 much easier than replacing a screen in a screen door.
I will say, Baseball Nick did give me a nice tutorial yesterday. I was missing a tool. Really, I was missing this tool that made it a million times easier. And I go, oh, if I get one of those, I can do this. And he's like, dude, it's moronically easy. And so now I think I can do it from here on out.
But nice.
Yeah, it sure was an interesting day in our household.
All right, let's get going here because I want to talk about last night's game. Set the menu for you just quickly. It is a Smart Baseball Thursday. Eno Saris from The Athletic is going to join us at 8:35. But before then, we got lots of stuff, not just our Padres wrap-up. We got two giveaways. Later, we actually have Padres tickets. Didn't know this, but for tomorrow night's game, the opener of the Vetter Cup against the Seattle Mariners at Petco Park. So you'll have a chance to win two tickets to tomorrow night's game, San Diego's biggest happy hour party in the park, presented by Southwest Airlines, $5 drink specials. You can get your tickets at padres.com/tickets. That's later, but because we have the later giveaway, going to have a special early giveaway right now for the early rising tier ones. We've been giving away the card show tickets all week. And if you want to win them right now, we've got two tickets and VIP tickets to the Front Row Card Show at the Town and Country Resort in Mission Valley, May 24th and 25th. Huge show with over 400 vendors of sports cards, Pokemon, comic books, autographs, and other collectibles. Go to frontrowcardshow.com for tickets, but start calling now, 833-288-0973. Paulie's going to take the fifth caller, and we'll give away some early passes to the Front Row Card Show, and then get into our highlights with Jesse and Tony from last night's game as the Padres win the series. SDFC also played last night, another solid win for San Diego FC and our soccer team, and then all of our usual features like Don't Do This, a Throwback Thursday clip that Paulie's pulled, a couple of them actually, from the Ben and Woods archives. Real or Fake on a Thursday, chance to qualify for Vegas, Round the Report, and get you to the Roundtable at 10 o'clock when we all join together over there, except Paulie somehow is not on the roundtable today. I got replaced.
I got replaced by this, played like softball or something, Tony Gwynn Jr.
Ah,
yeah.
So we're downgrading to Tony Gwynn Jr.
He knows what he's talking about, so I have no problem stepping away. I will be working with a client at 10 o'clock, got to cut some audio, so I'm still working. Don't worry.
Adam found something for you to do, and you thought you were getting off early. You're not.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get things started with our wrap-up coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Real quickly, gang, wanted to tell you about Underdog, the WNBA season tipping off now. You can set your picks and roll to a win on Underdog, the leading place to make your sports picks. You can now play right here in our state. Lots of people have already won lots of money on Underdog. Will you be next? All you got to do is download the app, choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. Rebounds, points, assists, and so much more. Once your picks are locked in, you can play with as little as a buck. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. Very fun, very simple to do. You can play a bunch of different sports. Got a big golf tournament coming up starting today. Get those picks in as well. A lot of fun to do that on Underdog as well. So download the Underdog app, sign up with promo code Woods to unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Promo code is Woods. Got to be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama, Nebraska, 19 and over in Colorado for some games, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona, and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms do apply. If you are concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 24-7 HOPE line at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Before we get to the highlights, let's talk a little bit about the lineup last night. Because, as speculated, I believe, by one Stephen Woods.
Thank you for that credit, man.
Who correctly predicted that Brandon Lockridge would get the start in left field last night as Jason Hayward was given a night off, despite a righty on the mound in Kyle Hendricks. Now, I was not aware of the time of the reverse splits that Kyle Hendricks had possessed, and the fact that Brandon Lockridge has really had kind of reverse splits as well, is not doing as poorly against right-handers, despite being a right-handed batter. But he was given an opportunity and did come through to put a little insurance on the board late in the game as well for the San Diego Padres. So
how good
Mike
did that
Schilt,
feel?
rewarded for that decision of having Brandon Lockridge in the lineup last night. I'm sure he enjoyed that.
Well, I mean, I think, I've got Schilty's ear. And when I talk, he listens. He listens.
Seemed like maybe he was listening on his way
in. Could
you
imagine? I took your idea. It worked this time. Could you imagine? Well, I still don't understand why he clogs up the bottom with the catcher. I can't wrap my head around what the reasoning is for having any of our catchers batting ninth. I can't.
Oh, I think the reasoning is pretty clear. You want your worst hitter as far from the top of the lineup as possible because maybe he won't have to bat as often.
I just like the idea of the. It just feels like it clogs up a little bit.
I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
But at the same time, if you're going in the first inning, you got number six batter, number seven batter. It's like, just keep them as far away from the top of that order as possible.
But remember when sometimes the pitcher would bat in the eight hole and they would have.
Yes.
When the pitchers would do that?
I never loved that.
It didn't make sense because, pitchers can't hit, but I guess Maldi is essentially.
Didn't Tony La Russa do that occasionally?
He did.
It's a Mike Schilt, protege of Tony La Russa.
Yeah.
But there's no pitchers hitting.
Good point by David here. He says, fortunately, Maldonado doesn't reach base often enough to clog the bases. It's kind of a glass half full way to look at it.
He got the bunt down he needed to get down this week.
He did, 100%. You have earned yourself another week. And again, they talked about it on the broadcast last night. You saw him take charge last night when, was it Jacob that got the mound visit from Maldi? And Maldi came, and Maldi came and was like, I mean, I don't know what he said, but it wasn't like.
Got the double play right after
Yeah,
that, right?
It wasn't like, hey, buddy, just relax.
Mudd or Don, one of them, said the same thing. They're like,
he's
Maldonado taking charge there.
I like that a lot. So, again, the pitchers have really liked working with these two so far. And so, it's fine. It's fine. He got his bunt down, like you said.
We can ask Schilty about his lineups tomorrow.
I don't want to ask him.
Tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt at 9 a.m. on Friday. The Manager's Report is refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. Kelly's got traffic, and then our Padres wrap up all the highlights from a 5-1 win over the Angels coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
Oh, yes.
It's the
Padres wrap-up.
Brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hamul Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks. It gets real this summer at Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place.
I want to go fast, but I want to go slow, and I want to go deep.
3-2, Bogart swings, hits it in the air, deep to left field. This one way back, gonna go! 3-run homer, Xander Bogaerts. And the Padres take a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
2-1 after the mound visit. Jacob delivers. Lugo swings. Hits it on one weird hop to Cronenworth. He will tag the runner Adell for the first in time and a double play. And had some funky English on it, but Cronenworth makes the play to end the inning. Cronenworth at first. Bogaerts at second. Machado at third. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, lined, and over the
ahead of Neto in a left center base hit. Machado scores. Bogart's on his way. Brandon Lockridge, a two-run single. Base is empty, two down. 2-2 to Taylor Ward. Suarez ready. Here's the pitch. It is on the outside corner. Strike three called. Robert Suarez bounces back with a 1-2-3 ninth inning. And the Padres take this series from the Angels with a very satisfying 5-1 win here tonight.
Yeah, he's been really good. Him and Maldi are working really well together. Controlling counts, moving the ball around. He's pitching. You know, he's changing speeds. The cutter's been good. Got it working a little bit later today. Really effective for him, getting up barrels and controlling counts, getting lead outs. He's pitching really well.
Mike Schilt talking about Randy Vasquez, who picks up the win, third straight solid outing by the Padres' number five starter, or number four starter, or number six starter, if Yu Darvish comes back, and it looks like he's getting closer. Randy Vasquez, to me, remains a mystery. If you look at his underlying metrics, and I see the analytical Padres fans pointing it out, they're not very good. His, like, expected ERA.
His expected ERA.
I don't know what it specifically is, but it's much higher than his actual ERA. It would indicate that Randy Vasquez is getting kind of lucky so far this season. But if you talk to someone like Mike Schilt, people who are, you know, watching, they feel like Randy Vasquez is pitching well. He's got at least enough stuff and puts it in the right places at the right times that he's making it work for him. And if he doesn't walk batters, and he hasn't been the last two starts, he walked just one guy each time, that Randy Vasquez can be a legitimate quality major league starting pitcher.
Well, I mean, look at the guy across the field from you last night, Kyle Hendricks. He is the exact same type of guy. He induces soft contact, and he's had a really long career and pitched on some really big teams. I'm looking at this Savant page for Randy Vasquez, and I know this isn't the end-all, be-all. You look at his East 5 ERA, started nine games for you. He's giving you 44 innings pitched right now, which is, that's good. Like, he goes out and eats up innings, which, again, if he's your four, if he's your five, that's exactly what you need from a guy like this. You couldn't do a better job as a fifth starter than Randy Vasquez has done. You really couldn't. You only got two sliders in the red, Ben, which is good. That's what you want.
You want red sliders.
You know what they are? Yes. Average exit velocity and hard hit percentage. He gets soft contact, and soft contact breeds outs. That's what it gets you. And
doesn't get a lot of swing and miss.
Doesn't get a lot of whiff. You know, he doesn't. But I loved this from our pal Kyle Glazer last night. Said Randy Vasquez's night is done. Final line. Six innings pitch, four hits, one run, one earned run, one walk, five Ks. This is the sixth time in nine starts he's thrown at least five-plus innings with two or fewer runs allowed. Guys, you take that from your fifth starter every day, and you don't look back.
He has done his job
100%
every
time. And one was a...
Had two bad outings.
One was in
year.
Chicago,
and
right?
In Detroit, yeah.
Yeah, and so I look at him and I go, hey, man, like, you want to talk about job well done? Job well done. Is he getting lucky? Probably. Will he regress? Yeah, most likely. But so far, so good for Randy Vasquez. And, you know, the dude, you can tell, man. The guy cares. He wants to be out there. He wants the ball. I love that. He's done exactly what we've needed.
Now, I will say that his recent run has come against, what is it, the Pirates, the Rockies, and the Angels. Three of the worst offensive teams in the league. So that helps. But I do believe that Randy Vasquez is the right pitcher in the right place for the Padres right now. Padres are a good defensive team and can be a great, on certain days, they can be a great defensive team. If Randy Vasquez was pitching for the Angels and with all these balls in play and defense behind him, I mean, it would snowball out of control. But, you know, when he does occasionally give up the really hard ground ball, there's Manny, you know, making a nice pick at third base and throwing the guy out at first.
Yeah.
When there's runners on, and he will allow some runners on. There's contact, so there's going to be some soft singles. There's going to be the occasional walk. There's Jake to Bailey out with a really nice double play. You heard it in the highlights. Make the tag, make the throw. You've got a smart, good defense behind you. That, I think, is, you know, perfect for Randy Vasquez. He's in a perfect spot right now.
His walk rate is still a little bit high. It's, you know,
he was the highest in baseball until three starts ago.
Yeah.
So now he's kind of brought it down to more at least manageable levels.
I'm happy for him, man. I mean, I really am. I think that's, you know, you've been tasked with this job, and he's gone out and he's done his job. And he, again, he keeps you in the game and gives you a chance to win. If you need to hear that stat again, he's had 9 starts. Six of those 9, he's thrown 5+ with 2 or fewer runs allowed. What else could you draw up for your 5th starter? Would you like him to have more swing and miss? I don't care.
Nobody's expecting Randy Vasquez when they see he's pitching tonight. Like, oh, could see a no-hitter tonight. Right, you know?
It's in a results-based business, using your defense behind you that's really good. This is what you want from your 5th starter. And I think, you know, last night was another example of, like, look at that, man. Xander gets us on the board, and you can breathe a little bit. He gives one back. And then it gets a little bit dicey.
Well, I would say every pitcher wants early offense.
Of course.
And a 3-run homer is great. But when you don't add on, if you had told me, yeah, they're going to get the 3, but next 6 innings, you're not going to see anything from the Padres. Is Randy Vasquez going to hold that lead? I wouldn't have been that confident that 3 was enough for the Padres in that game. That's a tough spot. You're walking kind of a tightrope. It's 3-1 for essentially, you know, 5 consecutive innings there.
He did.
And he walked the tightrope and kept it going, got it to the bullpen, which then, of course, came through for the Padres. Looked like the bullpen we had seen from the first, you know, month plus of the season.
Excellent work, man.
Hopefully this last week turns into some sort of weird, nightmarish anomaly at the end of the season. When we look back and go, God, what a great bullpen the Padres have. Remember that week, which they were all horrible? It wasn't that weird? Like, well, just all at once, they just all were terrible for one week.
Whoever hoists the commissioner's trophy at the end of the year, the World Series championship.
That hunk of metal.
That big hunk of metal, as he called it. Their fan base, whoever it may be, will go, oh my God, remember that stretch where our bullpen was murdering us? Every single one. It doesn't matter who you are. Because it's already happened to every single team in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, there's guys getting hurt. There's guys underperforming. They're giving up runs. They're walking guys. It's happened already.
It's crazy. And I'm not like the standings guy this early in the season.
I'm crazy right now.
But it's crazy how, like, you know, you're 3 weeks in and you got like a handful of teams that are just dominating, like the Padres were. And then you had teams like the Braves and the Rockies, that, you know, those horrible starts. And there was just so much separation between the top and the bottom. And then you give it like a full, you know, month, 6 weeks into the season, and you start looking at the standings. You're like, oh, everyone's kind of like within 5 games of each other. Like, it all evens out.
Always. It's baseball. It's going to even out. They're, you know, again, this means nothing. The fact that they had 3 shutdown innings last night, you got to do it again against Seattle, if called upon. You know, you can't come in here and say, "Well, they're fixed."
That's a good team.
They're a good team.
If the Padres can handle business this weekend, especially the bullpen that we're talking about right now, that would make me think, okay, like they're back. They got that crap out of their system because this is a good team this weekend.
And they're gonna, you know, you're gonna have more stints where guys don't perform. It just happens.
Well, you get Morejon and Suarez both back on the horse.
Yep.
They feel confident.
Back on track.
You got an off day to everybody gets to reset. So you're gonna go into that series
fresh.
Every arm fresh and ready to go. So you're set up pretty well going into the weekend. Yeah, Mariners are tough, but we'll talk about that series obviously coming up, and I'm sure tomorrow as well. They are also missing a bunch of starting pitchers. Padres will not be facing the intimidating starters like Logan Gilbert and Bryce Miller. They are not available. They'll be missing Brian Wu. So it is You know, I'm not even sure if they've named pitchers for all 3 games of the series yet. So Padres catching another pitching break this weekend.
What are we looking at? Colek, Pivetta, King?
Colek, Pivetta, King for the Padres at home this weekend.
Like it.
I want to talk about Manny Machado a little bit. Continues his hot streak, 2-for-2, 2 walks.
This is Manny Machado.
He's so locked in, man.
He's
quietly
locked.
He's not chasing pitches, you know, out of the zone very much. His chase rate's down to about 21%, which is fantastic. His .340 batting average is now second in the league because Freddie Freeman has
qualified
enough at bats. Of course, when Jackson Merrill qualifies, then he'll pass Freddie Freeman because even after an 0-for-8, he's still batting .412. That's how hot Jackson Merrill had been. But I heard on the postgame show last night, and I won't bring up the guy's name who called Sammy afterwards.
You tell me, I will.
That's fine. It's actually more that I don't remember what his name was. But he called and he said, "Yeah, Manny, I know he's got this 14-game hitting streak going, and he's batting a career best, what, 340 now. Oh, but I really feel like, I mean, his RBI numbers are low. His home run numbers are low. Is he not coming through in the clutch? Sammy, what's his batting average with runners in scoring position?" And Sammy pauses and he goes, "You know what? It's a good question. What would you guess Manny's average with runners in scoring position?" And he goes, "Well, I mean, you know, he's got less RBIs than Gavin Sheets and, you know, way more at bats. Maybe like 250, 260 or something." And Sammy, you know, drum roll, please. "Manny's hitting 395 with runners in scoring position." He's not clutch. He's incredibly clutch, as well as having his best, essentially, offensive start to his career here with the San Diego Padres. The only thing he's not getting is home runs.
That's it.
RBI, you can't control. If you're hitting with runners in scoring position and not getting RBI, it's because you're just not getting a lot of opportunities from the guys in front of you.
Yeah, at one point, Shohei had like 11 home runs and 14 RBI because the bottom of the order wasn't getting on for him. There's only, you know, Manny doesn't have those 11 home runs, but what he does have is a 1,000 OBP last night. You know, he's on base four times. He makes a lot of money to drive those guys in. They need to be there in that spot.
Well, and sometimes they're not there because, you know, Fernando hit a home run.
Right.
He's not. Fernando, what, 11 home runs?
Yeah.
Well, he's not on base.
Right.
You know, 11 of those times that Fernando has gotten, quote-unquote, on base, he's not actually there for Manny to drive in. When Arise gets on base in front of him, he's usually at first because
correct.
He singles. He, you know, very few extra base hits, so you don't get an opportunity to drive Arise in from first base unless you hit a home run, which, of course, Manny just doesn't have a lot of this year.
I can't imagine calling a radio station when my third baseman is hitting 480. In the last 14 games, 24 for 50. 480 is, it's robust. It's robust. It's misguided, I think. You know, I'm the wrong guy to ask. I mean, it's like yesterday. Does that need to be said when a guy getting almost 500 over his last 14 games? That's insane to me.
He's a stud.
Yeah, yeah. You saw him last night, kind of rolled his ankle.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, Manny.
A little worrisome.
Do you want to come out?
No.
No. No. He's played in every game. Every game. How many games we had? 41? 42?
42.
42.
Played in every one of them. It's crazy.
Manny posts. All right. And then the one run for the Los Angeles Angels last night. A home run by future Padre Taylor Ward. And I laugh, but it's definitely something that, you know, you got some speculation. Plays left field. Padres may need a left fielder. Now, he's only hitting 186.
He fits right in.
But he does have 10 home runs. Is Taylor Ward, in your opinion, Woods, potentially the right fit? I mean, OPS, 637. That's bad. But the 10 home runs is
solid.
Intriguing, yep. Because it's the one area that the Padres have not had a ton of this season. Outside of Tatis, mm-hmm. home run numbers, they're near, you know, bottom 10 in baseball
in home
runs. Think
we can find
runs.
A slot for him?
Well, I mean, again, look where he plays, right? He's not super expensive. He is a good fit, you know. Yeah, I would be amenable to a guy like Taylor Ward out in left field right now. It's tough to, you know, Lockridge had a great game last night, but again, I don't think you want to run him out there 6 days a week, you know? So you need a more permanent solution. I'm not giving up a ton for Taylor Ward either. And the Angels will probably ask. He probably feels too. Mike Trout being out, he's probably like, I got to do more.
Yeah.
In this lineup, he doesn't. He really doesn't have to do more. Go out and be you and contribute in the seven hole, and let's have a ball. He'd be a great fit. No, and Dub J says, why are we downplaying Lockridge capabilities? We're not. But Brandon Lockridge, make no mistake about it, is not an everyday left fielder in the big leagues right now. He's just not. He's a really good spot starter, and he's a guy that can come off the
bench. And no power whatsoever.
And zero power whatsoever.
Brandon Lockridge, as you just said, is most valuable when you have him to do whatever you need with him late in the game.
Absolutely. He is a total weapon.
Locking him in a starter spot really takes away all of the great benefits Correct. You have of having Correct. Brandon Lockridge. It's like, I can put him in as a pinch runner, or I can put him in to bunt here, or I can put him in for defensive purposes wherever. He's a great tool for Mike Schilt.
No doubt.
That you take away by actually putting him in the game to start.
Yeah, I mean, look.
It's almost counterintuitive.
It is.
But you want Brandon Lockridge available later in the game, not starting every game in left field.
I mean, his OBP is .291. He's slugging .314.
It's less than Taylor Ward.
.605. Yeah. So but he can field and he can run, which makes him a perfect guy off the bench, defensive replacement late in the game. You know, a big clutch knock last night. Don't take one thing away from Brandon Lockridge. He got his opportunity. He took it and gave the Padres some much needed insurance. Just proud of the whole effort last night, Benny, from the starting pitching to the bullpen to Manny being on base all night to good patient at bats. Xander Bogaerts just getting you on the board early, being able to breathe a little bit.
That was not 9 or 10 pitches. That was a great at bat.
Great
by Xander Bogaerts to wait out Kyle Hendricks and figure him out and finally get it. Now,
and to be fair, Kyle Hendricks would be a fairly comfortable AB for a big leaguer. Fairly comfortable. You are of the opinion. He can deceive me, but he's not going to gas me up here. So I can kind of sit back, look for my pitch, and great job, man. Absolutely.
Now he can make you look silly like he did with Tatis. Almost an Ephus pitch coming up there. But yeah, you're right. You're not going
to
worry.
No,
about
you're not scared to death up there. Meeting. Right. That Fermin guy, now that's a different story. The guy later in the game, he's a different story.
Sellout crowd at Petco Park again. How did it look at Snapdragon Stadium for SDFC? We will get into that. Hour number two next on Ben and Woods.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.